For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Climate advocates gathered at the state capitol last week to protest changes to California's program that charges major polluters for their greenhouse gas emissions. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
Several protesters held a morning ceremony in the Capitol building to oppose changes to the state's Cap and Invest program they say benefit oil and gas companies while reducing funding for transit, affordable housing, and other climate programs. Ruth Holton Hodson says these lamenters are part of Third Act Sacramento, a climate advocacy group.
It's very effective for people just to see people standing there in mourning about what is happening to our planet and really trying to wake people up to what is happening to the planet.
Transit advocate Renzaro Fitzgerald says they're concerned about how the California Air Resources Board handled the process, noting that a rushed public comment period gave advocates little time to weigh in before the board approved the changes in late May.
We've never really gotten a chance to, express how we as Californians feel about this, and now they're threatening to arrest us at the Capitol. So feels fitting for what we've seen.
Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed the state budget, which defers action on budget proposals related to implementing the program. A spokesperson for CARB says the updated regulations are still scheduled to take effect in September. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Temperatures are set to soar throughout the Inland Empire, prompting the National Weather Service to issue heat warnings for the region. An extreme heat warning has been issued for the Coachella Valley beginning 10 a.m. Tuesday and continuing until 8 p.m. Thursday. Meanwhile, a heat advisory has been posted for the Riverside metropolitan area starting at 10 a.m. Wednesday until 8 p.m. Thursday. Temperatures may range from the mid-90s to 116 degrees. The prison company CoreCivic has sold two of the largest immigration detention facilities in California to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Nigel Duara, with our California newsroom partner Cal Matters, has the details.
CoreCivic sold its Otay Mesa Detention Center in San Diego County and its California City Detention Facility in Kern County in a deal that closed July 2nd. The company reported the news in a letter to its investors on Monday that also confirmed CoreCivic is set to rake in around $1.1 billion from the deal. Up until now, the company owned and operated the facilities on a contract with the federal government. An unsigned Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo says the new model would, quote, allow ICE to create an efficient detention network by reducing the total number of contracted detention facilities in use. CoreCivic also disclosed it's having ongoing talks with DHS about selling the federal government additional detention facilities.
Cal Matters, Nigel Duara. Blood banks are facing a shortage of type O, with supplies dropping to a two-year low. Kristen Connor is with the blood donation nonprofit Vitalant. She says the organization normally aims to keep a four-day supply on hospital shelves. Right now, it has about 2 days. Connor says summer is always a difficult stretch for donations.
About 10% of our blood supply comes from our colleges and our high schools. So school's out of session, folks are on vacation, not as many people around to donate, and at the same time, the need typically goes up. Summer activities, potentially more trauma, more accidents.
Connor says type O is especially important because it's the most versatile. Nearly 40% of people have type O blood, and in an emergency, it can be given to patients before their blood type is known. Connor says most people are eligible to donate, and it takes about an hour. The LA Philharmonic will be holding a concert for Venezuela next month at the Hollywood Bowl to raise money for victims of the devastating earthquakes that struck that nation. Gustavo Dudamel will conduct the August 23rd performance, with the full program and guest artists expected to be announced soon. The Philharmonic also has announced a $50,000 donation to support the earthquake relief efforts. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.